All right, here we are. Last break of the day. It's been a good Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. In the words of Steve, it's almost Friday. Looking forward to the weekend.
It's always almost Friday.
Yes, it
always.
Is. Mm-hmm. Gotta. Yeah, if you look at life that way. Yes,
so
I love
class.
It.
Mm-hmm. So class.
Yes.
Boys and girls, what did we learn today?
Well,
let's
like
go around the room and find out.
Well, yeah. Well,
you want to make
show.
It more educated? All right, students,
yeah.
Students.
Yes.
Make the professor style. What do we learn today, y'all? What do we learn?
Okay, here's
Jake
what
Quill.
I learned. Here's what I learned, and we talked about this earlier in the show.
Uh-huh.
When you're going to Disneyland, all right, it is the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Don't go in there fighting with your family in front of everybody, embarrassing people, spitting on people. Don't
punch
do that.
Women. Don't do that.
Yeah,
punching
don't
old
do
ladies,
that.
Knocking them down. Don't
yeah,
do that.
Don't do that. That's not cool.
That's not.
Don't do it. That's what I learned today.
Carla Varell, hold your head up. What'd you learn?
I learned that I'm probably going to have to stretch a little bit more before I do the bottle top challenge. I may have spoken too soon.
You're
going to miss 2 weeks of work. Trust me.
Being icy hot and everything else.
I know, that's right.
Next.
Junior, what'd you learn, man?
I found out my family ain't leaving me a damn thing. All I found out today.
We talked about Anderson Cooper
Cooper getting $1.5 million. I know what's coming my way.
But he's worth $110 million, and
he's
cool.
Well, yeah. I'm not getting cool none of that. Like but that. They can do better than this.
I don't even think he's getting the $1.5
million. No.
I don't even think he's getting that.
I'm going to be like the guy who's always standing in the back when somebody wins money. You know, taxes eat most of that up.
Come on, nephew.
I've learned that ain't nothing wrong with being sprung. You know what I'm saying? You can be sprung.
Oh, you're referring to the strawberry letter where young lady was.
Being a little sprung. It happens to the best of us. I've been sprung. You've been sprung. We've all been sprung. It's about how long you know you allow yourself to be sprung.
Yeah.
I was sprung probably for, a couple years. You know, I was sprung that long. But everybody, you get sprung, a couple months, couple years. It just varies.
There's a limit to how.
Well, there's a sprung limit, but I just you spring your sprung, I spring my sprung. That's how you spring it.
What?
That's how you spring it. You
the
spring your
bed,
sprung,
old
I spring
bed
my
spring. Sprung.
Sprung.
You old bed spring sprung, right?
Exactly.
That's how you spring
that
it.
Loose spring, yes.
Yeah. All right, Jay.
Okay, here's what I learned. Early in the show, we were talking, we had a segment called Ask Jay, Junior, Ask Tommy. And the question was, when did you really think you was doing something? I mean, really doing something. Come to find out, you wasn't doing a damn thing. You know how old people say, come to find out. When an old person put that up and come to find out. Because I thought I was doing the do because she was sneezing. Hachoo, hachoo, hachoo. Come to find out, the feathers in the pillow was making her sneeze. I wasn't
she
doing
was allergic.
She was allergic to feathers, and I thought I was laying it down. I wasn't
that's
doing a damn thing. Yeah, that's cold-blooded. When you think you're doing something,
duck
and it
feathers,
took me a while.
Duck
because when you call back, you go, you make the call back. When you make that call back, you go, huh? Huh?
Uh-huh, like Tommy does after the prank phone call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me hear Tommy.
Come on, Junior does it better.
Huh?
Junior does it.
Huh? There it is.
I do that at the house when I get through. Huh?
We can do a quick reenactment. Junior, you be me, I'll be the lady. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
What's up? How you doing?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, last night, you know what's up. Huh?
Yeah, I was sneezing. Huh? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. Well, but that was me, wasn't it? Huh? Huh? Wasn't that right?
No, I hate to.
I know it's confusing, ain't it?
No, it ain't confusing at all. I kind of hate to pop your bubble, but
pop what?
I hate to let the air out your yard tent, but I hate to let the air out your beach ball, but
hold on, you can't even speak now. That's what it is.
No,
huh?
It wasn't.
Is that what I did?
No, I don't. No, I hate to. No, I hate to thaw out your ice, but no.
What is it then? What you trying to say?
Now, if I tell you this, or you promise, I need you to promise that you're not going to call me no more. That's what I need you to do.
If it's that good, I ain't got to.
Well, good wasn't the word I was using. I wouldn't quickly go to the word good. I would go.
Well, baby, what is you saying then? I was in there last night.
You know the word bad? Have you heard the word bad?
That's what I felt I was.
Mm-mm. Well, it was worse than that. How about that?
Oh, bad really means bad now.
What bad meaning good?
Yeah.
Well, tell me why you were sneezing.
I was allergic to the damn fellas in the pillow, fool. That's why.
The end.
The end. Love it.
Wow.
Crazy.
Benadryl, anyone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's when you learn
you ain't doing a damn thing.
Ain't doing nothing.
I learned you need
But you know, these ladies nowadays, they don't care about hurting your feelings. They really don't. They bring it in. They'll tell you.
What are they telling you these days, Jeff?
Well, I'm not. You know, I got the leukemia, and so I always go.
You go with that?
Man,
you can't use that as a crutch.
Works every time. You know I got the leukemia.
All right, guys. We got to wish everyone well. Thank them for listening, as always.
Yes.
And we got to get out of here, and we'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so very much. Bye.
Bye. Have a nice weekend.
It's Tuesday.